get your income tax refund check?
Yeah, last week. Here's your mail.
How come everybody's getting that check but me?
Why don't you call the IRS and get on their case?
For the same reason I don't date married women. It may seem like a good idea at the time, but eventually you pay for it.
I need to talk to you.
Sure, Governor, what is it?
Oh, not you, Benson, Denise. Though I'll talk to you later if you want me to. Listen, Denise, Katie's birthday is coming up, and I know that she wants one of those custom-built dollhouses. Oh. Could you help me pick one out?
Oh, sure, Governor. I'd be glad to.
Oh, wonderful. Well, we'll start looking tomorrow. And listen, could you keep it a secret? Because I want to surprise it.
Sure.
Oh, no.
Benson, what's wrong?
I got a letter from the Internal Revenue Service.
What do they want?
They
want
to question me about last year's tax return.
Uh-oh, you're in trouble.
Hey, Denise. What you reading?
It's an article that uses the quantum theory to explain infinity.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah, but it goes on forever.
You really understand all that math?
Oh, sure. Math is just a language that helps you comprehend the abstract concepts of the universe.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Listen, are you doing anything tonight? They're having a Doug McClure film festival over at the college.
Oh, gee, Pete, I'm sorry. I'm busy tonight.
Who's the lucky guy?
Oh, Denise, there you are. Listen, I'll pick you up around 7 tonight. Is that okay?
That'll be fine, Governor.
Good. You're going out with the governor?
Pete, do me a favor and keep this to yourself.
Well, yeah, that won't be hard. I'll be alone tonight.
Peter, where is Benson? We were supposed to have a meeting 15 minutes ago.
Went to see his accountant about his taxes.
Why doesn't anybody ever tell me these things?
I just did. But you get off my back, Clayton. I'm in no mood for this.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I've got woman problems.
Oh, what happened? Did someone puncture your date? Ah, Benson, here you are, just in time to be late for our meeting.
Clayton, get off my back. I'm in no mood for this.
This kitchen is a hotbed of clever quips.
Trouble with your accountant?
No, no trouble. The jerk ran off to the Bahamas with an 18-year-old waitress.
I can't even get one to come to my table.
You're having tax trouble?
I'm being called in for an audit by Internal Revenue Service.
Then you are in trouble.
But why? What do they want with me?
You want my advice, Benson? Just give them what they want. I mean, you can't win. You know the IRS.
Yeah, the world's most successful mail order business.
So they're coming at us that way.
What are you talking about?
Now, this tax audit is obviously politically motivated. Look, my dad has the best tax attorneys in the country. I better run these over to his office.
That's okay, Clayton. I can handle it.
Benson, when you break your arm, what do you do?
Cry out in pain. What do you do?
What any intelligent man does, I go to the doctor. And when your transmission breaks down, what do you do?
What any intelligent man does, I swear at a car.
You go to a mechanic, an expert. Huh? Huh?
All right. Take the records at Cantor.
Wise decision.
Hold it. What is this going to cost me?
Not a thing, Benson. I'm doing it for friendship.
There's more than I wanted to pay.
Hey, Benson, wait up.
What is it, Pete?
Have you heard about this romance between Denise and the governor?
What's the punchline?
Denise and the governor. They're going out. I heard them make a date.
Who is making a date?
Krause, don't you ever get tired of lurking?
Denise and the governor, they're seeing each other.
So ridiculous.
That laugh.
You don't have to believe me. Ask Denise.
Which floor plan do you like, Denise?
I like this one. It has 3 bedrooms, and the furniture we picked out will be perfect.
Okay, we'll give them a call and make sure they save it for us tonight.
You know what I really love about this house? The nursery.
They're going to have a bed.
Dirty, rotten, no good punks. Vicious little twits. You know what just happened to me.
They put starch in your underwear.
No, somebody stole my car.
Really?
I parked in front of Lear's drugstore, went in to get some breath mints. I came out, my car was gone. I shouldn't have left the engine running.
You left the engine running? You left your keys in the car?
Where do you live? In a tunnel?
Benson, I don't need a lecture from you. My mother's going to be terribly upset.
You left her in the car, too?
No, she gave me the car for my birthday. What a mess. They got everything. My new raincoat.
Well, calm down, Clayton.
My golf clubs.
It's not the end of the world, man.
All your tax records.
My tax records? You lost my tax records?
Yell at me. It's not my fault.
Well, you're the one who suggested that I take my records to some tax expert. Now I gotta call the IRS and straighten this mess out. All because you had to have a breath mint.
I needed them.
Junkie!
I don't know why you're so upset. The IRS will understand.
Yeah, and the KKK is starting an affirmative action program. Hello, IRS. This is Benson Dubois. I was scheduled for an audit on Monday, but a funny thing has happened. Well, who should I talk to? Well, when will he be back? Well, yeah, well, can you connect me with him? Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, this is Benson Dubois. I was scheduled for an audit on Monday, but a kind of funny thing has happened. Well, when will she be back? Oh, can you connect me with her? Okay, thank you. Hello, this is Benson Dubois. I was scheduled for an audit on Monday, but a kind of funny thing has happened. Sure, I'll hold.
Hi, Cross.
Good morning, Pete. How was your weekend?
Oh, it's great. I went to that personality training seminar.
What's that?
You know, one of those groups where they try to straighten out your whole life in 48 hours.
Did you get anything out of it?
T-shirt.
I'll never understand why people go to those things.
Well, I heard there were a lot of desperate women there.
And were there?
No. But there were a lot of desperate guys who heard the same thing I heard.
Good morning.
Hey, Ben. Good morning, Benson. How was your weekend?
Lovely. I spent the whole time trying to get together duplicate records for my tax audit.
Well, I'll never understand why these things happen to you, Benson. The IRS never called me in to be investigated.
Maybe not, but I'm sure the guys at NASA would love to take a look at you.
Hi, everybody. Guess what? In just two more days, I'll be 12.
Oh, really? Oh, how interesting. Well, here's your lunch, Katie. I gave you a tuna fish sandwich today.
Of course, I don't expect a big party or anything.
No, you're right. You're getting to be a little old for that.
But I wouldn't want to spoil anybody else's fun.
Well, birthday parties aren't that much fun anyway.
So you guys don't have anything planned for the day after tomorrow?
Well, I don't know about Pete and Krause, but I have plans.
Really?
Sure, that's the day I rotate my tires.
Oh, I get it. You're planning to surprise me. Good idea.
That's the car. Her big surprise is going to come when she finds out her daddy is marrying Denise.
Krause, the governor is my friend, Denise is my secretary, and if there was anything going on, I'd be the first to know.
Where did you tell Katie we went Saturday?
Oh, I just made up some excuse about a business luncheon.
Who knew it was going to take all afternoon?
Well, I didn't want to rush things. Listen, thank you for giving me time to decide. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Well, I think we made the right decision, and I can't tell you how glad I am you thought of me.
Well, after I got to know you and I realized how well you and Katie get along, you were the only logical choice.
See?
She dumped me for him. I wonder when they're gonna break the big news.
When the governor wants us to know, he'll tell us.
Well, he doesn't have to tell me anything. To me, it is clear as a bell.
Should be for a ding-dong like you.
I hear you.
Well, gentlemen, it's a glorious day. Good news. The police recovered my car.
Oh, good. Then you got my tax records.
Well, unfortunately, the thieves took everything that was in the car.
Everything? Not my tax records. What would they want with my tax records?
Crooks do strange things, Benson. Once they broke into my aunt's house and all they stole was her banana bread.
Are you suggesting these two crimes are connected?
I'm terribly sorry about this, Benson. I feel it's partially my fault.
Partially? You're going down to the IRS with me.
I'd be more than happy to.
Good, because when the guy asks me what kind of idiot would lose his tax records, I want to be able to show him Exhibit A.
Benson, I know the tax laws. Just let me do the talking.
Clayton, don't get yourself all worked up.
Just let me do the talking.
Okay, but make sure that you explain to him why my tax records are missing.
We don't have to explain anything to these people.
First of all, they're not that bright.
Well, I'm sure they'll be bright enough to see that I don't have any records.
Benson, they are stupid. It's common knowledge. Just ask anyone. Oh, excuse me. This is my friend's first time. Have you ever been involved in an audit before?
Yes.
And you were the brightest person in the room, right?
Yes.
See? I rest my case. They're all idiots. Now, what time is your appointment anyway?
It's at 2:30. In fact, I can take you right now. Mr. Dubois. Now, let me see if I got this straight. Your accountant ran off to the Bahamas with a cocktail waitress. You left your tax records in Mr. Endicott's car, which was stolen while he was in buying some breath mints. The crooks abandoned the car, but took your tax records. Is that right?
That's right.
Is that your story?
Those are the highlights. You see, Mr. Hackett...
Seems perfectly logical to me.
Yes, but then I'm not as bright as you. Now, Mr. Dubois...
Hold it, Hackett. Now, just because you hang around the waiting room listening in on private conversations doesn't mean you can ride roughshod over Mr. Dubois.
I don't intend to ride roughshod over anybody. I'll treat Mr. Dubois like any other citizen.
Oh, like any other citizen.
You do realize who this is?
Yes.
The budget director of this state.
That's why there's no excuse for misunderstanding the tax laws. Now, can we get on with this? Can you explain the business deduction of $529?
Yes, I was promoted last year and I needed three new suits for my job.
I'm afraid the ruling on clothing deductions has changed. Disallowed.
Just a minute, Hackett. You think you're the only person who knows the tax laws? Mr. Dubois only wears those suits at work.
Can you prove that?
Can you prove that he doesn't?
Is he wearing one of those suits now?
Yes.
Is he working now?
Well, no.
Disallowed.
Brilliant.
I see you've taken a deduction for $450 in sales tax over and above what's considered normal for your income.
Oh, well, that's the sales tax on my new car.
Aha, new car. You have the sales receipt?
Unfortunately, it's with the stolen records. But the car's right out in the parking lot.
Where?
I can show you. Right over here. Right out there.
Which one?
See the blue car? The one where the doggy is? Hey, get away from that!
I'm afraid this just isn't your day, Mr. Dubois.
You're gonna disallow the sales tax?
No, no, that seems legitimate. I was talking about your white walls.
Seems legitimate. Disallowed. You know, I'm not fond of your attitude, Hackett. I want the name of your superior.
We just call him, Mr. President. All right. There's one more area I question. Charitable contributions. It's this deduction of $1,000 for a donation to the Mid-City Orphanage.
$1,000? I don't believe it.
Well, you see, that was a kind of a mistake.
Oh, I see. You really didn't give $1,000.
Oh, no, no, no. I gave it. It's just that I didn't mean to give that much.
I don't follow you.
Well, Reverend Tompkins, the man to whom I gave the money, came down to my office to discuss the cuts in state funding, and I got so carried away with his situation that I ended up writing him a check.
A very generous check.
I'll say it's generous. I don't believe it.
Well, actually, see, it was going to be for a couple of $100, but then he started telling me some sad stories about the kids, and so I figured I could stretch it to $500. And then he told me about the hole in the roof, the broken furnace, and the leaky water heater, and I got carried away, and I ended up writing him a check for $1,000.
And you don't have a receipt or a canceled check?
No.
All right, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll allow a deduction of $200.
Could we compromise, make it $400?
$250.
Hold it! You either give him the entire deduction or nothing.
All right. Nothing.
Disallowed.
Wait a minute, Mr.
Look, Mr. Dubois, you come back with some proof and without your mouthpiece, and I'll give you the whole deduction.
Well, okay. That's fair enough. I guess Reverend Tompkins has some sort of records.
Good. Let's see what we got here. Disallowed for $529. Contracts. Interest. This looks good. Donation. Hey, looks like the bottom line's about $560.
Well, I must admit I was expecting a bigger refund, but 560 beats nothing.
That's 560 you owe us.
Well, I guess that about wraps it up. I gotta run. Thanks so much, Mr. Hackett. Come on, Mitch.
You sure Benson won't mind our putting it in here?
No, he won't care.
I sure hope Katie likes it.
Oh, I'm sure she will.
Oh, listen, Denise, thank you again. Oh, Benson, what do you think this is?
Big Roach Motel.
It's a dollhouse, silly.
It's a custom-built one. It's for Katie's birthday. Denise helped me pick it out and furnish it.
I see, then you two aren't getting married.
Married? No, whatever gave you a dumb idea like that?
Ah, come in, Reverend Tompkins.
Hello, Benson. I hope I'm not interrupting anything.
Oh, no. You just saved me from a very embarrassing moment. Governor, you know Reverend Tompkins, don't you? Oh,
of course I do. How are you, sir?
Well, thank you. I'm sure glad I caught you, Governor.
Reverend, the check is in the mail.
Oh, thank you, because every little bit helps, you know.
Benson, don't let Katie see the dollhouse.
Married.
Have a seat, Reverend Tompkins.
Oh, thank you.
Did you find a record of my donation?
Well, Brother Dubois, I think I've got some bad news for you. That's why I came over here to tell you in person. You see, a couple of months ago, they had a little fire at the orphanage. Well...
Now, let me see if I've got this straight. You claim that Mr. Dubois did indeed give you $1,000. But during a retirement party for your guidance counselor, the office curtains caught on fire, and all your records were partially burned, including this ledger.
Absolutely right. And if page 26 had survived the fire, you would find Mr. Dubois' name there with a notation of $1,000.
And that's your story.
Those are the highlights.
You're good, Dubois. Real good. Runaway accountant, stolen car, missing records, a fire in the orphanage. You know, you throw in a little sex scandal and you got a movie of the week.
That's another way of saying disallowed.
Right, disallowed.
But I'm telling you the truth, Mr. Hackett.
That may be, but it helps to have the truth on paper.
Well, Reverend, thank you for coming down.
You know, this may cost Benson a few extra dollars, but think of the love he has gained from 47 homeless boys.
Tell him about Billy.
Oh, yeah. Billy wants to play Little League, but we can't afford to buy him a glove.
And the Simpson twins.
Oh, yeah. They're much better, thank God. But they could still use more therapy.
And how was Christmas last year?
Oh, just fine. I don't think the kids even noticed there wasn't a tree. Thank God for men like you, Brother Benson. Of course, these aren't your problems, because the good Lord has provided for you. Well, I guess I better be going, because it's a long walk back to the orphanage.
Wait a minute, Reverend. I know it doesn't look like much, but here's $20.
Thank you and bless you, Mr. Hackett. This could probably buy one of the boys a sweater.
All right. I guess I can handle 50.
Thank you. This could probably fix some of the broken windows. It's so cold this time of year. Terribly cold.
Look, Reverend, I ain't got but $32 left.
Oh, no, you've done enough.
You take it. I wish I could do more.
Thank you so much.
No longer shall I call you Mr. Hackett, but Brother Hackett. I will see that the boys remember you in their prayers. May the Lord be with you and bless you. Yeah.
What are you staring at?
No, I was just thinking what a nice thing that was you did.
It was the least I could do.
Well, there's more than you planned. He cleaned you out.
It was for a good cause.
Well, let me see if I've got this straight now. You were going to give $20, but you got so carried away by his situation that you wound up giving $82 without a receipt. Is that your story?
That's the highlights. All right, Dubois. I get your point. And I believe your story. Deductions allowed.
Thank you, Mr. Hackett. And I'll remember you in my prayers.
One more thing, Dubois.
What?
Don't let the people in the waiting room see you smiling.
Don't you?